she really did create the model for CACs at the time. And for many years, she would either invite other programs in to learn from us, or she would sometimes go to other teams in other communities and really help to teach. You know, that was her background. This, her work at the Child Advocacy Center was her second career, right? Her retirement career. And so she brought those teaching skills to everything she did at the Child Advocacy Center, you know, those multidisciplinary team meetings, the child protection team meetings, in interacting with everyone that she did, you know, in talking to families and the children, you know, when they would come in for services. And so she was really ideally suited for the role that she played.